Chapter 13. Mala relaxed for almost the first time in 6 months. He was on his back in the sunroom of his new house, stripped to the skin. His great brown arms were thrown up and out, and the muscles tautened into a stretch, then faded into repose. The man beside him placed a cigar between Mallow's teeth and lit it. He champed on one of his own and said, "You must be overworked. Maybe you need a long rest." "Maybe I do, Jail, but I'd rather rest in a council seat. Because I'm going to have that seat, and you're going to help me." Anchor Jail raised his eyebrows and said, "How did I get into this?" "You got in, obviously. Firstly, you're an old dog of a politico. Secondly, you were booted out of your cabinet seat by Jorain Sutt, the same fellow who'd rather lose an eyeball than see me in the council. You don't think much of my chances, do you?"
"Not much," agreed the ex-minister of education. "You're a Smyrnian."
"That's no legal bar. I've had a lay education."
"Well, come now. Since when does prejudice follow any law but its own? Now, how about your own man, this James Twer? What does he say?"
"He spoke about running me for council almost a year ago," replied Mallow easily. "But I've outgrown him. He couldn't have pulled it off in any case. Not enough depth. He's loud and forceful, but that's only an expression of nuisance value. I'm off to put over a real coup. I need you."
"Jorain Sutt is the cleverest politician on the planet, and he'll be against you. I don't claim to be able to outsmart him.
And don't think he doesn't fight hard and dirty. I've got money."
"That helps. But it takes a lot to buy off prejudice, you dirty Smyrnian."
"I'll have a lot."
"Well, I'll look into the matter. But don't ever you crawl up on your hind legs and bleat that I encouraged you in the matter."
"Who's that?" Mallow pulled the corners of his mouth down and said, "Jorain Sutt himself, I think. He's early, and I can understand it. I've been dodging him for a month. Look, Jail, get into the next room and turn the speaker on low. I want you to listen."
He helped the council member out of the room with a shove of his bare foot, then scrambled up and into a silk robe. The synthetic sunlight faded to normal power.